Cubs looking to tie a season best with their fourth straight win, taking on the Marlins, and Ben Zobrist pretty excited about the prospect. We pick it up in the first scoreless game, a man on for Chris Bryant facing Dan Straley.
The 1-0 to Bryant.
Drilled in the air, deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant with a two-run home run. Cubs lead 2-0. Deep drive to left center field off the bat of Almora. It's got a chance. Gone. A rocket to left center by Almora. It got way out of here. Cubs lead 3-0.
Far in this game. First pitch swinging. He's ground ball up the middle. Zobrist fields it. Right behind second base. Makes a nice throw to Anthony. Excellent play by Ben Zobrist. Great range going up the middle with the backhand right over the second base bag. And now the 2-2 pitch from Butler. Strike three called on the outside corner. So an excellent inning for Butler.
Montgomery kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. He got the strikeout that he was looking for and the payoff pitch. Ground ball to second base. Zobrist has it. Over to Rizzo. He got him. No runs, one hit, one left.
The Cubs tie a season high with their fourth straight win, taking it 3-1. Eddie Butler the victory, allowing one run in 5 2/3 innings. Mike Montgomery the 10-out save, his second save of the season. His first save of the year was 4 innings back on May 25th. The Cubs tie a season high with their fourth straight win. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after the game.
You know, I'll tell you the turning point in the game. First and second, the at-bat to Dietrich. They're on the verge of going bases loaded, no outs, and all of a sudden it turns into a runner on third and two outs on the double play. That's the turning point. That kept them in the game. That permitted us to settle in. So if you want to look at one at-bat that really helped us, it was that particular at-bat, I thought. And, of course, jumping on him quickly, Zobrist, KB. I thought we hit some balls really well today. The lake did injure us a bit, but it also got them on the fly ball by Yelich to left. But overall, I thought we had a really good approach at the plate. We did hit the ball better than 3-1, but that's how this ballpark plays some days.
So when you brought Montgomery in, did you have the idea that this could be it? This could be the pitcher for the rest of the game?
Sure. That was the whole plan. We had a limited bullpen. This was a good lineup for him. You know, if you look at this lineup versus the St. Louis lineup, it's good that we did not have to use him there because this is a better matchup for Mike's talents, combination of righties and lefties. Yeah, I mean, after that, it was going to be Grimm and then holding back on Floro and Dunsing and then played from there.
I know you're never embarrassed about winning a game with home runs, but it seems like it's a trend all over baseball.
Yeah.
Now. It's just home runs are at a record pace. Can you explain it?
You're right. The only thing I was thinking, I was talking to – I think the ESPN dudes about it's almost like the NBA three-pointers and dunks. I mean, there's the bank shots, 15-foot banker, the pull-up jumper. I just don't know. It just seems you're right. I don't have a solid reason. I think we've talked about this a lot, actually, in other ways. The opposite field base hit isn't as prominent as it had been. The stringing singles together, the bunt for a hit, it's just not part of the landscape right now. I know we talk a lot about it in spring training. We talked a lot about it last year. Hopefully by the end of the middle of the season, we start morphing into getting runs in different directions. But I do believe it's based on mental approach more than anything. I think everybody's talking about launch angle, getting the ball in the air, and all those kind of things. So that's going to speak to more home runs, and fly balls are going to be caught if they don't go out of the ballpark. So I think if you really broke it down, if you get the dudes from Freakonomics to look at it, they might be able to break it down properly. But just thin slicing it, it just seems to be the approach that's being taught now, it's almost back to all or nothing. The guy that's really able to stay inside the ball, use the middle and opposite side of the field, there's not many of those guys per team. And I think that's where the run comes from, the base hit. Because right now, up and down, almost 1-9, especially in the American League, you're going to see – guys trying to put the ball in the seats.
Joe, the way you used Montgomery today after Butler, you did it against San Francisco as well. Is that just coincidence about the way the lineups are coming up, or do you kind of like this piggyback with Butler and Montgomery?
Well, I like the piggyback, but the lineups are perfect. The Giant lineup was good for him also. The thing, though, about Mikey, if you look at his overall breakdown numbers, I mean, he's actually really good against righties. You see the curveball, you see the changeup on the righties. Cutter in, he pitches really well versus the right-handed hitter. I talked about it before. The biggest problem we've had so far is the walks. You didn't walk anybody, did he? I don't think he did. And that's the difference in that game. That was why it was so clean. He just didn't put anybody out there. I think before today, his walks exceeded his strikeouts versus righties. If he could continue with that trend you saw there, where he makes the right-handed hitter swing the bat and not just walk him, he's going to be really effective.
So when you make the move that you did yesterday, you made the decision you're going to have Almora play tonight.
Okay.
It's his turn to play. And then he gets a homer and he gets a single. Do you say under your breath, please move, Joe?
No, it's based on, it wasn't just that, it was Straley. I meant that because Straley was pitching. Now, you saw the at-bats by, like, Schwarber had much better at-bats last night than tonight. Actually, Zobrist did pretty good. Our other lefties, just replay their at-bats in your mind. This guy's really good against lefties. I think the natural assumption is because somebody's right-handed as a pitcher, he's going to pitch better against right-handed hitters, and vice versa. That's not always true. I'm just talking about how effective Mike is to righties. Their guy, if we had nine right-handers or eight right-handers plus the pitcher, I would do it against Straley in a heartbeat. That would be the right way to attack him if you could throw that lineup out there. We had Addison on the bench, and I, you know, maybe next time we play them, you'd actually see Addison in that game with the same amount of breakdown of our team. So, yes, it was Albert's turn to play based on their pitcher.
Eddie Butler picks up the victory, going 5 2/3 innings, allowing one run. He talked to the media afterwards.
Today we really attacked the zone. Limited the walks. We were ahead in the count a lot. And then we were able to use the off-speed effectively for strikes to get, you know, guys off the fastball.
How were your nerves and
everything? Oh, we were good. You know, settled in, had a good game plan. So, you know, nothing to worry about there. And then went out there and really executed.
Was the efficiency probably the most pleasing aspect of the start?
Of course. Like I said, we were ahead the whole time. Kept the guys on their toes. They made a lot of good plays out there. Benny makes a couple good plays up the middle. That's huge. Keep them on their toes and to be able to go deep into games.
Eddie, what kind of lift is it when the defense is playing like it is behind you tonight?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like I said, there were plays all over. Wilson there at the end picks off a guy at first. Ben makes a couple good plays, some good plays in the outfield as well. It's huge. Limits the number of pitches, limits the guys on base, and ends up limiting runs.
The object these days seems to be keep ball in the ballpark.
Yeah, of course. It keeps crooked numbers off the board. Just pounding the zone, keeping it down, keeping their timing off, being able to use all your pitches effectively. And then, today we got those two big homers by KB and Albert. So that was huge. That was what we needed to lift us from the beginning. Today was that, being efficient, attacking the zone, keeping a good pace. It keeps everybody ready to play. The guys are talking about it after the game. Hey, that was great, great pace of play today, So it's on everybody's mind. If you can get them back into the dugout, it gets them in there ready to score runs for you too.
Mike Montgomery with a 10-out save, his second save of the season.
It felt good. I had about a week off, felt fresh, and just kind of wanted to come in, establish everything, and I felt pretty good.
I think they're really impressed with you.
Yeah, gave him a night off, so it's a good win for us.
So listen, big out there in the eighth to Stanton. You've got Suzuki on second. How were you and Contreras looking to attack him in that moment?
I didn't want to give him anything to hit, and I know he's a great hitter, so I kind of wanted him to chase, and I threw some good curveballs right there, got him to chase, and worked out.
Mike, this is the team's fourth straight win. I know Jason Hayward told me today it was John Lester who kind of pulled the guys together in San Diego. Do you get a sense that guys are relaxed a little bit more? It's a little bit more like that team we saw last season?
Yeah, I think we're still trying to kind of come into ourselves as a team, and you know, we had a rough patch there, but you know, I think we're staying calm. We're just staying with the process, and we feel pretty good right now, and we're glad to be back home and, you know, try to continue this win streak tomorrow.
Up next, the series against the Marlins continues on Tuesday with Jake Arrieta on the hill.